This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I'd like to talk about things that do not last and things that do last. We live in a world of physical things that do not last. But we have inside of us a spirit and a soul that will live on. Friends, are you focusing on things that do not last or things that do? A lot of times people will put a lot of time and energy into physical things that do not last. But the very things that do endure and last, they do not give attention to that. So I hope this morning to remind us really of what is important. Those things that pass away are not as important as the things that will remain. Friend, what is your priority in life? What is your focus? We surround ourselves by a lot of things that do not last. If you're listening to me, for example, driving in a car, that car that you're in right now is probably not the very first car you ever owned. Many of us do not have the very first car that we owned because they don't last that long. And if you're older and you've been driving for decades, you're not, most likely not driving that very first car. They just do not last. There's a number of things. The cell phone that I have is not my very first cell phone. The car that I have is not my very first car. Sometimes we might be living in a home that's not the very first home that we owned. Some people still live in their very first home. With upkeep and maintenance and repairs, you can keep some things going for a while. But there are a lot of things that just simply do not last. So I want to talk about that this morning. There are several of them, and you ask yourself along the way, where are my priorities in each of these things? In Matthew chapter 6, in the Sermon on the Mount, in verse 19, Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal." The first thing I want to talk about that does not last or endure would be earthly possessions. Earthly physical possessions, they perish. Sometimes they're given to others, sometimes they're stolen. Jesus talks about where thieves break in and steal. I've had some things stolen before from my home. But physical things do not last. And so our focus should not be on those earthly physical possessions. Often it is money, houses, clothing, things like that. And people are not focused on what is important. In the very next verse, Jesus said, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Our focus does not need to be on the physical possessions of this life that sometimes they rust and get old. We have to take things to the dumpster. Sometimes they're stolen. Sometimes they wear out and break and you go get something else. That should tell us, friends, that should tell us something. The fact that they are temporal and passing and perishing should tell us that, that's not what's important. Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, "Charge those that are rich in this present world to have not to have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who gives all things liberally, that they do good and be rich in good works." Don't have your hope set on the uncertainty of riches. Why is it uncertain? Well, you don't know how long you're going to have them. Even Ecclesiastes talks about when you die and give them to someone else, you don't know if they're going to keep it or use it properly. So earthly possessions perish and do not endure. But Paul goes on to say, be rich in good works. Why? Verse 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on life, which is life indeed. That's the same thing as laying up treasures in heaven. being right with God, engaged in good works that God is going to remember in the judgment day and that will be rewarded in the judgment day, that's what lasts. Here's another thing that does not last, and that is trials and tribulations. Do you know that we might be going through some suffering, but eventually that will go away? It might be for this life. Sometimes it goes away in this life, but even if it were to last all the way till the day that we die, we won't have that suffering and that tribulation in the next life. Job in James chapter 5 and verse 11, he suffered for a while, but then in the latter end, the Lord had pity and had mercy, and he was blessed in the latter end. Eventually, that suffering went away. And Paul talks about how that the outward man is decaying, but the inward man is being renewed. And we're going to talk about the body later. But our focus should not be on trials and tribulations. Often it is. We get caught up with that. How someone is hurting me, how someone is persecuting me, how I'm having this physical problem or that physical problem. We've got to remember, friends, that one day that will all be gone. And we've got to remain faithful in the interim period of time. James in James chapter 1 talks about trials and tribulations. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that love him. We've got to endure all of that. We've got to remain faithful through that. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus during those difficult times. Hebrews 12, 2 and 3. And there will come a time when we can get past that and be rewarded for that. Another example is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Thessalonian brethren were being persecuted. And Paul writes that there's going to come a time when that's going to be done away. He says, be patient and have faith in your persecutions and in your afflictions, which you endure. One day when the Lord comes again, those who were doing the afflicting, they will be punished, and the righteous will be brought into glory, and they will be able to be with the Lord, and they will be glorified with the Lord. So earthly possessions don't last, and even trials and tribulations don't last. And another thing that will not last is that some people will believe the truth for a while, but then they give up on that. Some people, Paul says, will not endure sound doctrine. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, when Paul tells Timothy to preach the word of God, he says, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust and turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside unto fables. There's some people, and the parable of the sower even recognizes this, where people believe, but then in time of temptation, they fall away. Some people start with the truth, but they won't continue on with it. Our focus needs to be with the truth of the Word of God. We need to let that seed of God's Word into our heart and mind and believe it and obey it and hold on to that and not let the earthly things of this life take it away. I referenced the parable of the sower earlier, and Jesus explaining that parable using Luke's account of that in Luke chapter 8. Those by the wayside are they that have heard, and then cometh the devil and taketh the word from their heart that they may not believe and be saved. It doesn't last very long in their lives. And those on the rocky ground are those who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who for a while believe and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, these are they that have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. And then, of course, the good and honest heart who receives the word of God and holds it fast and brings forth fruit. But some people don't want to hold on to the truth. Some people will hear a good Bible lesson, maybe like on this radio program. And when they initially hear it, they're convinced of the truth of the message. But later in the day, something takes it away, or later in the week. Friends, don't let that happen to you. Focus on believing the truth from the very beginning and staying with it, because many people will not endure or stick with the truth. What will that be in your life and in mine? Well, another thing that does not last is the earthly world, the earth around us, the physical planet of the earth and the physical universe. One day it will pass away. It will not be here forever. And there's so many people today that focus on the earth and global warming and saving the earth and this and that. And I'm all for being good stewards of the earth that God gives us. Don't get me wrong. I don't believe we should trash the earth. I believe we should be good conservationists and preservationists as much as we can, so that the physical things around us we can pass on to our children and our grandchildren. The air we breathe and the water we drink and things like that, I think that's very, very important. But the earth is going to be burned up one day. It's going to be gone, as well as the universe around us. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 1, speaking of the physical earth around us, in verse 10, "Thou, Lord, in the beginning didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou continuest. They shall wax or grow old as does a garment, and as a mantle thou shalt roll them up as a garment, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Peter gives even a clearer picture of that with more vivid imagery in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. "The day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy living and godliness, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." There are a lot of people who put time and effort and energy and money into saving the earth, when one day God is going to burn it all up. Friends, we need to be focusing on what Peter says there in verse 12, looking for that day of the Lord to come. We need to be in all holy manner of living in godliness. We need to be right with God. That needs to be a priority. We need to be saving our soul, not trying to save the planet from extinction. It's going to go away one day. We need to work on saving our soul. And so Peter goes on to say in verse 14 that when the Lord comes again, we need to be found in peace, without spot and blameless in His sight. We need to have our sins washed away in baptism and live a faithful Christian life. That is what is important, not the physical universe around us. In Revelation chapter 21, we have a similar thought, where John says that in verse 11 of Revelation 20, "The earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." It's going to be gone, friends. And then he goes on to talk about, in verses 12, 13, 14, 15, the judgment day, and standing before God to face the deeds that we've done in our body. That's what's important. The earth and heaven are going to be gone. But we're going to be standing before God in judgment. Is your name written in the book of life? Verse 15, if it's not, John says, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. That's what's important. That's the saving that we need to be thinking about right now. Friends, it's really about priorities, isn't it? So many people put priorities on things that don't last. Earthly possessions. Boy, you know, on a Sunday, especially, you know, the weather's going to be warming up here in a few months, and we're out there waxing the boat and getting the boat all ready to go to the lake on Sunday. We're not going to become a Christian and worship God. We're going to get in the truck and go to the lake. We're going to go to the golf course. We're going to go to the swimming pool. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And so many people are taking care of their earthly possessions that don't last, but they won't take care of their soul. A lot of people get caught up in trials and tribulations, and they allow that to cause them to fall away from God when they're not going to last. Some people will not stick with the truth, and some people, you know, save a whale, and there's some endangered insect, and this bird and that animal. And again, we need to be good stewards of our planet, but so many people are concerned about saving the planet that they will not save their own soul, because that requires them to actually change, and they don't want to do that. It's amazing how many people get caught up in various causes, the Save the Earth cause, and boy, they put their time and energy and money, and philanthropists will spend millions of dollars on various Saving the Earth projects, but they will not read their Bible and save their soul. You know why? It's easy to throw money at an external cause. They don't want to focus on internal causes because that requires change, and they don't want to do that. We're talking about things that endure and things that do not endure. Where is your focus this morning? Well, let's continue looking at a few other things. The human body does not endure forever. We all know that. It's common sense. We all know that we go to the grave. We've been to funerals, I'm sure. We've been to gravesides. We've seen death. The human body is here for a while, and then it's gone. It was made from dust and dirt, and it will return there. Genesis 3:19, Exodus 12:7. But a spirit will return to God who gave it. We have a spirit that lives on. The average life, 70, 80 years, maybe a little bit longer, Psalm 90, verse 10. But eventually it dies. And so, it is appointed unto man once to die. Hebrews 9:27. But then comes the judgment. Our soul lives on and it will face God in the judgment. So many people are focused on the human body. And again, like the earth, I'm all for diet and exercise. I'm trying to do that right now in my personal life. I think that's important. Take care of your mind and your body so that you can use it to serve the Lord. I'm all in favor of that. But so many people will go to the workout at the gym, and they'll get on the treadmill, and they'll do this and they'll do that, but they won't take care of their soul. They'll go to the gym on Sunday to take care of their body, but they won't go to a church service on Sunday to take care of their soul. The very thing that is going to live on after they die. That's the irony of some of this. The things that won't last, that's what people are putting a priority on. And the things that do last, they won't put a priority on that. And that's how the devil gets everybody messed up and turned around and out of focus and off on the wrong priority. The human body is going to be gone one day. Yes, treat it well as much as you can, but understand it's going to be gone. Friend, take care of your soul that lives on. And you do that by not focusing on the body, but by focusing on the soul and the spirit. The outward body decays, 2 Corinthians 4:16, but the inward man should be renewed day by day with obedience to God's word. Paul says in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8 that bodily exercise profits little. You can get something from it, but godliness is profitable for all things, which has the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. That's what is important. But you'll see people, just like getting the boat ready and all those material things, you'll see people exercising and walking and hiking and biking and workout and dieting, and boy, they're hitting it hard. But if you were to talk with them about their soul, no, they're not putting any investment into that. I see people that go to nutrition stores and they'll spend a lot of money on nutrition items. And some of that, the protein shakes and things like that, they're very expensive. Boy, they will put a ton of money into that. But they will not put time and energy and effort into reading their Bible and obeying it. Again, it's the same thing as before. It's easier to focus on that outward body than it is to focus on the inward man and repent and make some changes and improvements. And so we don't want to do that. We just keep focusing on the body. Friends, focus on your soul. That's where the priority is. You know, there's a number of things that just simply do not last. Another thing that I see in our society that so many people are focusing on is this idea of human praise and human glory. They want to build themselves up. They covet it to get that human praise and that human glory and the accolades and the building up, the pride in them that builds them up. It's greatly coveted by many. There were actually individuals in Jesus' day who would not come to Jesus because they loved the glory of men rather than the glory of God. They would be cast out of the synagogue. They would lose their friends. People really like praise. And so you'll see this in Hollywood and the music industry and the movie industry and in sports. And we've got the Super Bowl today. You know, we build up these individuals and they want that fame and that fortune, but it doesn't last. Even the book of Ecclesiastes talks about how that great people in the past are often forgotten. And sometimes even in their own life, they're praised at one point in their life and then they find out later they ruin all of that. They get corrupted by that and then they are not valued anymore. There are people who have let that fame and fortune and that power and that prestige and that glory and grandeur go to their head, and they ruin their lives. There are people that, when I was younger, that were held up in high esteem, athletes and others. Today, they've ruined their lives, and often they will ruin it with drugs and alcohol, and they die of an overdose in their bathroom or something like that. So this glory is just simply passing. Herod, they shouted in Acts chapter 12, the voice of a god. He enjoyed that, but the Lord smote him because he wouldn't give God the glory. And so we've got to understand that that goes on. We need to focus not on human glory. We need to focus on being right with God. In the culture that we live in, one last thing that passes away is the culture of the day. Things that are popular today will not be in the future. Things that were popular in the past are not popular today. Culture comes and goes, and what's popular and what people like. In 1 John chapter 2, John said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the vain glory of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever." Demas forsook Paul in 2 Timothy 4:10 because he loved this present world. It's the word for age. Something going on in the culture of his day attracted him away from helping Paul do the Lord's work. Ages of time and culture comes and goes, and people get all caught up in the things of our current culture. Right now it's LGBTQ plus and an additional other set of letters to try to describe things that people are wanting in their life. They're fads. They're fads. People jump on these faddish bandwagons that are contrary to the Word of God, and they come and go. And that doesn't mean that people stop doing things. They're just not as faddish as they once were. We live in a country of first, the first to do this and the first to do that. And people get proud, but they're doing things that are contrary to the Word of God. Don't get caught up in these ages, these cultural things that come and go, that are worldly, that are from men. Stick with the Word of God. And so, what can we do to avoid all of these kinds of things, these passing things? Well, we can have the right priorities. Our soul over earthly possessions. Being faithful over trials and tribulations. Believing in the truth rather than just letting it go. Focusing on our soul rather than on the physical universe. Focusing on our soul rather than the human body. Focusing on glorifying God rather than human glory. Focusing on the unchanging truths of Scripture rather than the changing and passing cultural norms. We need to stick with the Word of God and focus on that in our life. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 25, "The word of the Lord abides forever." Friends, we need to be doing that. And do you remember in that passage that we read earlier in 1 Timothy chapter 2? I want to close with that again. I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. "But he that does the will of the will of God abides forever." That's how you last all the way to the judgment day and be right with God and go to heaven. You do the will of God. That's what's important. That's what's going to outlast all these other things. Friends, if I can help you to get your priorities right on those things that actually endure, let's get together and study the Word of God. Thank you for being with us today, and have a good day.